This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
To the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 13th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. And I've got some Kevin Alfred Strom coming up. We're talking about Epstein, most likely some sort of agent that has been funded and is getting dirt on high-ranking politicians. It could explain a lot of things that we've seen that looked insane and ridiculous, but, you know, these people are compromised, they're pedophiles, they're sycophants, they're the lowest scourge on the earth, and they rule us here in America. Next week, I wanted to make mention, Art Off the Grid, 9:30 to 10 Eastern, 8:30 to 9 Central. First hour, we're going to do some survival talk. I'll get your feedback, see what you think of it, and we will go from there. Support RBN, great store, great network, a lot of different hosts, different opinions. You're able to call in, share. There's really nothing else like RBN. Ken's the board op today. Great job he does. I always want to, every week, ask the listeners, if you like this broadcast, I don't ask for anything. Support RBN. Support the work of John Stattmiller. Support the work of the staff. Ken's there all day today. And, you know, you call in today, you know, tell Ken you appreciate it. Tell Ken you appreciate the network. You appreciate him getting up, getting the show going every Saturday for you. I've got Kevin Alfred Strom, nationalvanguard.org. Kevin Alfred Strom has been killing it for about the last, he kills it all the time. Let me back up. But the last, I don't know, three or four weekly radio broadcasts that he does each Saturday has just been, I mean, he's been spot on. And, hey, I was wrong. Kevin Alfred Strom was right, okay? I got caught up on the Trump train. Kevin Alfred Strom did it, okay? And so I wasn't able to get to it last week. We had a little bit of an issue. This is 5 minutes of one of the, I think this was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. They come out on Saturday, so it might have been 3 weeks ago now. I'm not sure. But anyway, you go to nationalvanguard.org, click on radio, you'll see, and they're only about 20 minutes. He gets more out in 20 minutes than I do in 2 hours. Trust me. But here we go, Kevin Alfred Strom.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Put away those stupid 4th of July decorations. You have nothing to celebrate. White Americans are not free. White Americans are second-class citizens in the United States, slated for eventual replacement in the land their forefathers built. We are legally required to accept violent primitive tribesmen and non-whites of every description as more than equals in jobs, housing, education, and in legal protection. Since 1968, no community in the United States can legally be a white community. And any public action or protest against the system's efforts to locate invaders or blacks or other non-whites in your neighborhood is deemed interference with, quote-unquote, fair housing. And that, since we lost our freedom, is now a crime, Charlie. Put the words for rent to a white family in your ad, and you could go to jail. Bring up keeping your local school or neighborhood white at a community meeting and expect to lose your income, expect to lose your job, expect to be viciously smeared in the media and lose your social status, expect to be charged by a phalanx of U.S. attorneys with an unlimited supply of your own taxpayer money with which to prosecute you. And if for some reason they can't nail you for interference with fair housing, expect to get some special law enforcement scrutiny and be framed for whatever they can get away with. Expect to lose your home and all your savings and any hope of a secure retirement as you hire lawyers to defend yourself. And expect a visit from some militarized cops with some nice strong leg irons, too. If you are effectively prevented from having your own communities consisting of your own people, you are not free. You are prisoners. White Americans are continually having our influence deliberately diluted, divided, and redivided by continuous mass immigration, legal, illegal, and legalized illegal, and by racial gerrymandering done in a way which ensures the maximum representation of non-whites. Current law in place for decades under the misnamed Voting Rights Act, actually requires that any and every change in voting laws, procedures, or district boundaries must enhance the political power and representation of non-whites. Anything else is illegal. Ever doing anything to enhance the political representation of white people is a crime. If the aliens and the invaders who are replacing you are given an ever-increasing, always ratcheting upward say in the making of the laws, you are not free. And you'd better be damned sure that the law is never going to help you if you're white. There's no hope from that direction, pal. Stop dreaming. It's not happening. You'd better stop wasting your lives looking for a ballot box legal solution. That will not be allowed. It's been legally impossible for the last 30 years, in fact. They just forgot to tell you.
All right, there you have it, Kevin Alfred Strom. That's only 5 minutes and 16 seconds of about a 15-minute or so broadcast. But, you know, I hate it's that way, okay? I don't like that it's this way at all, okay? But if you sit back and you really think about what the reality of the situation is today, July 13th, 2019, that is the reality of the situation. This system is designed so that the minority can destroy the majority in every way that these laws and protected classes are put in place. It is all done for one outcome, and that is for the minority to destroy the majority, which is in full swing as we speak. I mean, if that's not true, what was said there, think about Jacob Goodwin, 10 years in prison with 20 years probation for essentially a fist fight. Think about James Fields, 27 life sentences for a car accident after being attacked. And he's going to be sentenced again this coming Monday, the 15th. I mean, you know, it brings me back to this argument here. How can I have a right of self-determination if I don't have a right to freedom of association? And how can, when we go into these foreign countries, what do we say when we're trying to liberate? They don't have a right to self-determination. You know, because we're saying they're living under some dictator or oppressor. But then here in America, look at this, at these laws that have been put in place recently, and some, you know, dating back. He was talking about the Fair Housing Act of 1968. So, I mean, you know, it is just, it's unbelievable when you really take the totality of the situation in, and then you look around, and the people aren't in the streets. They're not sharpening their pitchforks. They're asleep at the wheel. It's almost like a zombie apocalypse. You know, the people don't seem to be able to. They see it on the TV, and you know, if you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you do watch the news, you're misinformed. But but there's RBN. I mean, there's other places you can get the information if you really want it. But I think a lot of people, they just plain don't want it. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I've got some news here. I mean, one of the stories the Western world is finished, over and done with, by Paul Craig Roberts. That's really, really worth a read. And I wanted to also say, Breitbart has the story, Warren, Pocahontas, Democrat presidential primary candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren is promising to import at least 700% more foreign refugees into the United States if she becomes president. I mean, it's insane that someone would even run on this kind of platform, you know, given the fact that they just saw Donald Trump win and have these big turnouts because, you know, there's a large contingent of people that are very, very concerned about the borders being flooded. I mean, I know I saw the changes in the early 90s, and it has just continued to worsen to the point now that they openly call, you know, these, like I said earlier, these globalists, they want to get rid of citizenship and replace it with residency all over, you know, your Western civilization. If you're from Honduras, but you staggered into the United States and you're in Texas, well, now you're a Texan. You're a resident of this country. You get all the benefits and you can vote. You ain't got any skin in the game. You've never done a darn thing for this country. You don't even speak the language, and you actually hate the white people that live here, but you're here for all the goodies and for the giveaways and ready to suck on the teat, and you might even commit some violent crime. But Breitbart is running the story, Pocahontas promises to import at least 700% more refugees into the United States. So, you know, whatever Donald Trump can get done, so be it. But, you know, he's not going to live forever. They maybe are going to take him down through this Epstein thing. Who knows? And with the demographic destruction and the ability for these liberal states to let illegal aliens vote, and, you know, they already vote anyway, we are on the road to no more Republicans. And I don't know that it really matters. They're such cucks and so worthless. I just read in the story where 140 of them voted to bring in 300,000 more Indians. So, I mean, they're no help. But we're on the road to getting these kind of – we're on the road to get an AOC or some clone of a similar dumbass as president of the United States, and soon. So, you know, I'm just saying the people better wise up, they better wake up, and they better rise up. They better wise up, wake up, and rise up, because we are in the death throes here in this country, and people just don't seem to be aware of it. You know, if I'm sounding the alarm too soon, if I'm crying wolf, then when you call in, you can tell me. 1-800-313-9443. We've got Frank, Jay, and then Art off the grid. Frank, how are you doing? Thanks for calling in, sir.
Morning, Baron. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought the same thing you said at the exact same time. If you don't have freedom of association, then you are not free. It doesn't matter if it's unpopular or if it's politically incorrect. I mean, that's basically That's the thought police. That's freedom of association police. I mean, if you can't associate with people that you want to for whatever reason, because you think you perceive them as being more like yourself and having a common interest or whatever, if you can't do that, then you're not free. America's not a free country. It hasn't been in my lifetime. I wanted to make that point. And another thing, I don't hear anybody really much talking about it. Actually, David Duke has mentioned it a couple of times, although he remains objective on it. The only thing, think about it. Think about who these people are and this whole Epstein thing. Why is this coming to the surface again? I mean, it's obvious to me, and I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it, in the coming weeks. But why would this be coming to the surface again? There's only one reason. If you understand what's really going on and who is behind it, who's driving it, then there's only one reason. They have a plan to somehow implicate Trump in this with Epstein and the underage girls, this blackmail operation, Mossad operation. Even Ann Coulter has basically come out and said pretty much everything but that it is a Mossad operation. I mean, she's saying it's obviously this is not one guy or even a small group. This is a state-backed blackmail operation. Ann Coulter has said that. And she hasn't named who, but when you can't name who, then who does that leave? Israel, right? I mean, if it was Saudi Arabia or if it was Scotland or Greece, you would just say that's who it was. When it's like when you're watching your news and they say, oh God, oh, just a terrible crime, breaking news. We just had a guy and he robbed this store and he beat this woman up and he did this and that. When they don't say that it was a white male, well, we know it was a what? A black male, right? It's the same thing with this. But the only logical thing that the only reason I can think of is the plan is to implicate Trump in this and hurt Trump or bring him down, ultimately, and maybe put him in prison for this. And if he's guilty, he should go to prison. I'm all for that as well. I mean, I don't want to see him railroaded into anything if he's not guilty. But, I mean, we know he ran with some of the most horrible people in this country. We know that Trump, look at who he associates with. Some of the biggest crooks and gangsters the world has ever known. So I think that's the only thing that makes sense. I don't hear anybody else talking about it, quite frankly, because I think most people, even RBN callers, are pretty lame, quite frankly. They can't really think. Their minds are just really clouded. They can't think logically or analytically. But, I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. Don't you agree?
I do agree, and I've ran this by a few people this week as well, that, you know, the timing of this is so suspect. They whitewashed this fair and square. It was over with. You know, he had his day in court. He done the cushy time. And, so now to bring it about now, it has to be. It's not just happenstance. They're saying some reporter ran a story and it all came from that. Nobody cares what reporters report. It doesn't work like that. This is very suspect, and, you know, they can't account from how he got this vast amount of money. You know, if you rise to the point that you're buying islands, you've made a lot of money somehow, shape, or form. So it's just too nice and tidy. It looks like the timing of it. I think you're absolutely correct, and time will tell. And
if he's a cutout. He's a cutout. He's a Mossad cutout. I have no doubt of that. I have absolutely no doubt he's a cutout. He was given that money. He was set up. He was fronted that money. Who knows if he even really has that money? And that $77 million mansion, one of many, I'm sure, that he owns, that thing's rigged for blackmail. Just like that scene in that movie, right? The Godfather. Was it Godfather 1 or Godfather 2 where they blackmailed the senator? I mean, that's what it's all about. This has been going on a long time. Also, everybody needs to listen to David Duke and Pastor Manning. David Duke and Pastor Manning are coming together now to expose.
Hold that thought, Frank. Hold that thought. We'll wrap it up on the other side. J. Art, Paul, and Dan coming up. Back in moments.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I've got Frank, J. Art, Paul, and Dan. Frank, you were talking about Pastor Manning. I've not heard that on David Duke, so I'd like to listen to that. Pastor Manning, now I've had some people say that he's a Zionist. I don't know. I've never heard him say anything like that. It could be. I don't listen to everything. Frank might can shed some light. But his delivery, sometimes when he's just busting the truth loose, his delivery is very humorous. I have enjoyed watching some Pastor Manning over the years. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us first became familiar with Pastor Manning. I believe it's James David Manning. And I know he has had a broadcast on RBN. I'm not sure if he's still on. He used to come on late at night. I used to listen to it occasionally. But I used to mainly, when I was on the internet, I used to watch his YouTube videos all the time. And he was very outspoken. He was a very outspoken critic of Barack Hussein Obama, who he deemed as the long-legged Mac Daddy. And yeah, he's got a really good sense of humor. But he's got a lot of guts too. I mean, the guy's very courageous. I've called his office at Outlaw Ministries in Harlem. Back when he said that he was being harassed by the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security would come in and harass he and his wife. And I called and I just, you know, I want, because I, he, you know, his phones were tapped, and I just let him know, you know, when I was on the phone at his office, if you keep bothering this guy, I'm going to go on every damn radio show that I can and expose you guys for what you're doing. This is not right. You know, this guy's a patriot and you're harassing him. So anyway, I went on the record, you know, with him doing that with the, he said even the CIA were coming and harassing him, which I don't understand that. But anyway, he was on, I believe it was Wednesday with Dr. Duke. And I don't know about the Zionist claims. Now, I know I basically got him about 4 or 5 years ago on Christmas Eve on the Alex Jones show. I called in. He was a guest with Alex Jones. And I explained to him that, you know, like Alex Jones said, I quoted Alex Jones from an earlier call years earlier where I got Alex Jones to admit that, quote, the Jewish mafia is at the heart of the New World Order. And I told him, I said, well, you know, like Alex says, you know, the Jewish mafia is at the, you know, the heart of all this. And you know, I consider the Jewish mafia basically organized Jewry. It's just another name for organized Jewry. But anyway, he said, well, I do know that Obama took a lot of Jews with him when he went to Washington, D.C. But anyway, he was very receptive with Dr. Duke. Nobody can go up against Duke. I'm sorry. And he wasn't trying to go up to him. I think they reached out to one another. But anyway, I hope there's going to be a whole lot more of that. Manning is one of the only black leaders that I can think of that I have any respect for. I mean, he's a legitimate guy. He's a real guy. He's a real man. You know, he's not some punk. You know, we probably wouldn't agree on everything, but he actually has a genuine interest for black people, his people. You know, he's not a pimp. He's not whoring them out. He's not trying to trick him. He's not an opportunist. He's a real guy, and I can deal with real guys, you know. But anyway, go to davidduke.com, and you can listen to it. I think it was from Wednesday of this week. I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday. But, I was listening to this. I couldn't believe it. I caught it on the rerun, on the replay on Rents the next morning, early in the morning. And I just thought, oh, my God, you know, Pastor Manning and David Duke, what would Alex Jones say? You know, what would John Moore or less say? You know, boy, they wouldn't like this. This would really have them squirming in their seats, you know, exposing Jewish power and influence. Now, there's some people that say that Jews have no more influence than any other group. And that's just patently absurd. Somebody like that shouldn't be listened to. They should really be put in their place, and I hope people will do that. But anyway, I don't know. You got anything else for me?
I guess we can leave it right there. I got a full stack of calls, and it looks like we're going to have.
By the way, Farron. By the way, Farron. I guarantee we got 300,000 Indians right here, right here where I am in Charlotte. All right,
I wouldn't doubt. He's probably pretty close. All right, Jay in West Virginia. The break's going to get you, but I'm going to hold you over. Jay, how you doing today, sir?
And I always enjoy listening to Kevin Alfred's drum, and he's absolutely right. We have nothing to celebrate on the 4th of July. I've lost my patriotism years ago because I know the truth about what's happening to white people in America, that, you know, our ancestors founded this country, and also the truth about the Holocaust. I feel the shame for our nation that we have drummed into the Germans over that phony, trademarked Holocaust, the lie of 6 million. You know, what we did for the Jews in World War II is totally unforgivable. We committed a very real and literal Holocaust on the Germans and Japanese, burning alive innocent civilians, women, children, wounded soldiers, in a deliberate campaign of firebombing, and in the case of the Japanese, the horror of nuclear incineration.
Hold that thought for me, Jay. Hold that thought. We're coming up on that break. We'll talk about it on the other side. Everybody's going to get time. Everybody hang on for me. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, and this is Farron saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. I've got Jay on the line, Art, Paul, and Dan coming up. Jay, you made some great points about World War II, the misrepresentation that most people are under. For me personally, I was raised in an Israel-first family. My dad was a veteran and was in the peacekeeping force in World War II. And it was, for me, the come to Jesus moment for me really was one, Tex Mars, and two, the greatest story never told. If anyone is listening to this broadcast and you've not took the 6 hours out of your life and you wonder what Jay's talking about, watch The Greatest Story Never Told. And you can go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and the Dollar DVD store, I forget the proper name, Ken might send it to me, but you can buy that on disc for $2. I bought like 10 of them, and you can make copies. So back to you, Jay. I appreciate the comments, and you're 100% right. And Kevin, I know I make a big deal. Kevin Alfred Strom's the only person that has a standing invitation. Any week he's free he's welcome to come on this broadcast.
Yeah, and, you know, I was born in 1953. My father and his two older brothers both joined in that that World War II. And, in fact, my uncle Dean, they actually, Hollywood actually did a movie about him. The movie's called Battle Hymn, starring Rock Hudson. And it's really kind of a corny movie, but it does bring out the fact that my uncle Dean was in the U.S. Army Air Force, and he was literally burning alive his own relatives in Germany, and it tormented him his whole life. He never quite got over it. And like I said, the movie's kind of corny, but it does document that fact. And you know, at the Nationalist Solutions Conference, these 2 weeks ago, there was a really great patriotic American, Dr. Tom Sunic, a Croatian American. Here's what Dr. Sunic wrote about that Holocaust, that very real and literal Holocaust that the Jews got our people to do to our own people. Here, Dr. Sunic wrote, As the incendiaries fell, the phosphorus clung to the bodies of those below, turning them into human torches. Some of the townspeople ran hopelessly toward the water in the river, hoping to escape the flames and heat that melted the flesh from their bodies, only to be strafed by the American fighter pilots, who arbitrarily shot the women and children as they ran in utter terror. So I feel shame to be an American because we did commit a very real Holocaust upon our own people. And I'm looking forward to the day when we have mandatory Holocaust education that teaches about that very real Holocaust and, of course, the other communist Holocaust that preceded that, where approximately 66 million Russians were killed by Jewish commissars, and after World War II, when we put Mao Zedong into power, he killed 45 million of his own Chinese. So we're talking at least 110 million people on this planet have lost their lives because of that evil doctrine of Jewish communism.
It's, you know, when you really sit back and you think about the whole totality of what transpired, and then you fast forward to today or the last decade or so, and you think about the plight of, like, Ernst Zundel or Monica Schaefer or Ursula Hasselbeck and Sylvia Stoltz, how they have successfully manipulated this thing to the point that, you know, if you even they've made a point in history that if you even question it whatsoever, if you stray one iota from the political correct narrative, then you're to be vilified and practically publicly crucified for not going along with this gigantic big hoax. I mean, and you know what you say about World War II with that, when you think about Dresden, when you think about what actually happened to the German people, and they're still suffering from it. I don't have the story in front of me, but I read it this past week where they're actually making an increase in the payments from Germany to the Holocaust survivors. They're increasing the monthly payment. They make a monthly payment, the German government does, to all the Holocaust survivors that are so. They're increasing the payment. I wish I had it. I don't seem to have it, but it's just incredible.
And you know,
well said, Jay. Well said.
That is a very significant source of income for Jews. It's like the startup capital from Jews comes from German reparations. And you know, I'd just like to say that, you know, we Americans, we can blame one evil, demonic man, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but Americans were still his willing executioners.
That's true, Jay. That's true. Well, hey, thank you so much. I'm going to try to get everybody on this week. Anything else you'd like to add? That was very well said.
Well, thank you, Farron, and I really enjoy the show, and I can't wait to hear what the next caller says.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Art, off the grid. Paul, you're next, and then Dan.
Well, I guess this is going to be very disappointing for the previous caller if he was waiting that. No, seriously, though, I look forward to next Saturday. As far as today goes, before getting to what I actually called about with respect to Pastor David Manning, I remember when he first came to RBN many years ago, and we had a problem with him, and I heard from his own voice live on air when he made the statement that the Palestinians needed to pack up and get out and give Israel their land back. This is partly what got him off of RBN the first time around. Why he's not there now, I can't say, because I have no interest in hearing anything that comes out of that man's mouth. And until I hear him recant that statement, he's got nothing to say I give a damn to hear.
And, you know, it might have been you, Art. I don't know. Someone told me he was a Zionist. I've listened to a lot of his videos. I never heard him say anything like that, but I don't doubt you. You know, you listen to RBN. Okay. I'd never heard him say anything like that. Go ahead.
My thing is I'll never spread lies or innuendo. I will always go based on what I personally know, and I heard him say that out of his own mouth. And if John keeps the archives like I think he does, it wouldn't be too hard to go back to find. It would be about 2 weeks before he left RBN the first time around, so it wouldn't be too hard to find him. And just like Carolyn Yeagerts, who used to come on, and I called in live and called her out on comments that she's made about how she believed in Hitler's attitude toward confining those useless eaters and making them slave labor. To be just kind of basically to sum up what she said on the Power Hour live once before. I only go what I hear personally myself, and I personally heard these words made. With regards to what I called in about, you were talking about, various different things are considered racist and such things as this. Well, you know, it's been my experience over the years that the only time these people back off is when they are pushed with equal and or greater force. So here's how we deal with these people. You've heard the old adage, fighting fire with fire. All right, well, here's what we do. It doesn't matter what it's for. Anytime you're filling out paperwork, and I don't care if it's medical records for Social Security, job applications, any legal paperwork, it doesn't matter what it's for. There are always two questions. They want to know your gender, and they want to know your race. So from here on out, we fight two battles with one weapon. Anytime they ask your age, or not your age, your gender, well, now you're being gender prejudiced. That is gender bias. And anytime they ask, are you white, African-American, Hispanic, whatever, well, that's a racist question, and I refuse to answer it.
That's not a bad point, or I hadn't thought about it from that perspective, but that sure does fit into the political correct narrative, doesn't it?
Well, and if they want to try to come up, no matter what argument they put toward you, while you have to fill it out, you say, no, I do not, and if you want to push this, we can take it all the way to the damn Supreme Court if we have to. And be willing to push back, and don't back off, because these people do not let up unless they are pushed back. And I have stopped many people dead in their tracks by using this very approach. It may not have been necessarily with respect to gender or race, but I've used this approach on virtually every single totalitarian-minded idiot who's ever tried to come at me with any of their crap. I just push it right back at them. I find a way to flip it on them, show them exactly how stupid they are, and they back down every time. This is how we take the fight to them. We can't play footsies with them anymore. We are losing our asses off. We are losing our country. And damn it, if we don't fight back, we are done. And all the prepping in the world isn't going to amount to a hill of beans.
This I agree with you. Go ahead.
This is how we fight back.
Well, it's incredible how fast this has all came upon us. I've got a headline here in front of me, and I know this isn't America. This is Sweden, but a Swedish politician reported by police for hate speech for wanting to deport criminal migrants. I mean, that's where they're taking this, where you're this political correct, you're a racist. If you even want to deport people that are here illegally that commit crime, you're a racist. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know how quickly they've managed to try to put this mind prison on society, and how susceptible and how gullible, a large section of this society is. Yeah, great point. I'm looking forward to having you next week too, Art. I think it's going to be interesting. The platform is going to be yours from 9:30 to 10 to share. I'm not going to intervene a lot. I'm going to let you tell your story and tell what you know about prepping and living off the grid. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll give you the last word. I want to get everybody some time that's been holding on. Anything else you'd like to add, Art?
Other than, you know, people, we need to start really thinking about methods of pushback, because until we actually push back with equal and greater force, they will not relent. I believe in sticking with what works and learning from the enemy when they find a tactic that works. They know that when they find something works, they stick with it. They keep using it over and over and over again, and the people keep falling for it. That's why they keep using the same tactic, because they found out it works. Well, let's take a page from their playbook, and let's start turning the tables on them. Thanks, Baron, and look forward to next weekend, man. Have a great one.
Thanks, Art. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. Dan in Washington, you stay there. I'll get to you. Paul, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Farron.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Farron, do you know why Epstein built the temple on that island?
I do not know.
No, he built it to prove that Jews have bad taste. Because I tell you, that is the most gaudy, ugly building. And I noticed that about even in Israel, you know, and among Jewish architects. They really are aesthetically challenged. They don't know how to put up a proper building. I suggest they just copy what Frank Lloyd Wright does and, just copy his work. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is I went to the Israeli first website known as Free Republic. And I stumbled upon an article that said that from The Hill by this fellow named Tal Axelrod. You know what that means. Anyway, the title of the article is "The 27 Republicans Who Voted with Democrats to Block Trump from Taking Military Action Against Iran." And this is from yesterday, July 12th. So we can see a list of the 27 constitutional supporting Republicans, you know, who basically want to stick to the Constitution, because remember, it says in there, Congress shall declare war. And it's interesting that here on it, it's kind of obvious on a neocon website, that they're outraged about the Republican, conservatives who actually, in this vote at least, showed respect for the Constitution, to try to restrict the presidential authority, or not authority, really, criminality, I would argue, to just give orders to, bomb or, embark on military missions without congressional oversight and approval. So I think this is one of those items out there where the patriotic conservatives actually allied with the Trump-hating liberals, Democrats, and basically restricted Trump. So this is very good news. And what's tragic about this is here you see so many now the neocon conservatives who have always been, claiming they want to support the Constitution, all the rest of this, now that they're in an uproar against conservatives who want to uphold the Constitution.
You know, I did see that story. I saw that story this morning, and you know, I am all for no military intervention into Iran. I think it's just totally insane that they even are discussing that. And two, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Congress has actually declared war since World War II.
Exactly, and that's why we should really end the whole War Powers Act and put like the powers to declare war in the hands of the Congress, as our founders wanted, because the primary reason is, I think the founders did this, is because the Congress will give you an accurate consensus of whether the American people have the political will to see a war through to its end. And just letting a potentate like President Trump, you know, you just give him the power, and especially a fickle man like himself, to wage war, you know, without oversight, would be a complete disaster. You know, because look how Donald Trump is such a flip-flopper. I mean, one day it was the ICE raids, the next day not the ICE raids. Remember, then he says, I'm thinking of building the wall. And, you know, he's such a flip-flopper, and it's a shame we don't, like, try to use that phrase and make it stick on him.
Oh, yeah, anchor babies. You know, just out of the blue back in December, he just up and said, you know, I think I'm going to stop these anchor babies. And it was just lip service. He hasn't done that. I mean, I think that maybe would be in the realm of something he could do. I'm not sure anymore, because of the judges just coming along and throwing up roadblocks, and you have to go through the court system. It's just, you know, a judge ruled that he can't block people on Twitter. The president can't block people off of his Twitter account, but you know, Twitter can block you if you're not for mass immigration. Let me give you the last word. I'm going to give Dan the rest of the time he's been holding, and that'll probably wrap it up for the phone calls. But great points as always, Paul.
And no, the last word is, it's good to see that there's some. And by the way, there are congressmen out there trying to restrict presidential powers and executive authorities as the Constitution holds. And by the way, one last thing, they're mostly from red states. So this is these are red state Republican congressmen doing the right thing and standing by the Constitution. So my hat's off to those 27 gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Dan in Washington, patiently holding. Thanks for holding, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, sorry, I kind of spaced out on what I was doing, and everyone brought up different points that I could comment on. But as far as the call before about Barr or the Epstein case, the charges, you know who brought those charges? Was that Attorney General Barr? Frank from North Carolina brought that up as far as, you know, the reasoning of bringing this up right now, this Epstein thing. Is it going to hurt Trump or help Trump, or are they trying to blackmail Trump, or maybe these guys are the good guys and Trump wants to attack Iran and they're trying to get rid of Trump, you know, because it's just so hard to tell with Trump. But it is his own Justice Department that's bringing up these Epstein charges right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it appears to be. Yeah, I mean, that's a valid point. I just, you know, I can't imagine what acts he would have to grind. But, you know, there's a lot that we could absolutely be in the dark on. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but it just reminds me of the Clinton years when Clinton, like, say he got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. And he, you know, he pushed through NAFTA and he attacked Kosovo and, you know, free trade and just basically screwed over the average working Democrat. But then all the media was talking about was Lewinsky and it's just more like they rule through psychological warfare rather than any kind of intelligent debate on anything. You know, and I just, listening to Jay's call where you lose faith in your own country, I mean, as any kind of democracy or republic, it's gone, man. I mean, this is just, we're like an oppressed psychological warfare state at this point. So, and I defended Trump a lot because the president's not a dictator, and you can see how these judges are blocking anything on immigration. But, you know, when Trump, when he vetoed, when the Congress finally said, hey, we're not going to fund the war in Yemen, and Trump just vetoes that, and then he's on TV saying, well, we make a lot of money, you know, selling arms. And it's just, I don't even know what to think about Trump, you know, at this point. I think, I don't think I'm going to vote ever again. And, you know, I got called up for jury duty, and I'm trying to get out of it. I don't even want to participate in the system anymore. I think what Rothschild says, you know, give me control of the money and I'll control. It doesn't matter what laws they pass. That's really true. And that's where we're at. So this government we have is just, I'm kind of scattered all over the place, but I just want to bring up that main point as far as, you know, we got to look at who's bringing up these charges of Epstein. So, and Barr, is Barr even for Trump or against Trump? You know, and do we even care? Is Trump just a complete idiot? You know, that's all I got. Sorry, I was kind of scattered brain on that one, but I just wanted to bring up that point, and I've kind of lost all. I don't like Trump's style, you know.
Anymore. I guess on this one, Tom, the next coming weeks and months with the Epstein is going to tell volumes. Hey, thank you so much, Dan. Always appreciate your phone call. Nelson in Florida, it's going to have to be quick, probably 1 minute. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm just, you know, I listened to the previous caller. I'm having, you know, issues on when I want to go to some, you know, videos on other video platforms. I think that, you know, information is being blocked. That's what they want. They want to keep us dumb and dumber, and so we can make clear decisions about, you know, who's right and who's wrong. And as the previous gentleman has talked about, there is stuff with Epstein that's coming up. I was listening to True News. Holy smoke! I can't believe the stuff that they were talking about between Epstein. Barr is connected with Epstein, has for a long time. Epstein had worked for Barr's father as a teaching in the school. In a, so, I mean, it is beyond the beyond when I listen to all this stuff, you know.
That's interesting, Nelson. I wish we had more time to talk about it. You're talking about Rick Wiles, True News. I think it's truenews.com if anybody's interested.
Yes, go to the video there when you talked about Epstein's, about an hour and 47 minutes. It's beyond belief.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you for the phone call.
Okay.
Until next week, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email
at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.